Do you know what zombie economics is? It's an economic theory that has been proven wrong time and time again, but keeps coming back as if from the dead. This occurs because economics, unlike the hard sciences, does not have sufficiently precise standards by which to discard a theory. Only kooks think the earth is flat. Only idiots think that ingesting cyanide will not kill you. The science of astronomy and the biology of poisons are both well developed. Not so with economics. That's the reason that Republicans and individuals making casual observations can argue that unemployment compensation payments cause unemployment. A local restaurateur was just complaining to my daughter that she couldn't find anyone to hire because the current unemployment payments are too generous. On television, the Republicans are blaming those payments for the disappointing April jobs report. Now, on the face of it, there is some plausibility to the argument. If I get paid to stay home and not work, and the amount I get from staying home is as high, almost as high, or God forbid, even higher than what I can get paid for working, well, as one member of Congress said, human nature would lead people to prefer to get paid to do nothing. Now, it is true. The more generous the unemployment payments, the more business owners have to pay to attract workers. Well, you know what? That's a good thing, not a bad one. Workers' wages pretty much rose along with productivity between 1948 and 1979, but after that, there was a dramatic divergence. Productivity rose over 300% between 1979 and 2018, but hourly real wages of the median worker rose only 11.6%. And that's over 39 years. That's minuscule, a less than 1% increase per year. The zombie economic analysis starts with an unstated assumption. Unemployment is voluntary. People refuse to look for jobs if the compensation for staying at home is high enough. Well, here's a test. After August 1st, 2020, the extra unemployment compensation of $600 a week disappeared. According to that analysis, there should have been a jump in employment because the extra money wasn't there anymore. It is true, by the way, a $300 payment came back in January. Actually, unemployment is much more often caused by lack of demand for workers because businesses don't see profit in more hiring. If generous unemployment insurance payments had caused the slow April job growth, one would have expected it to have the greatest impact in the low-wage sector. After all, an extra $300 a week to an unemployed accountant would hardly convince her or him to stay home. Supposedly, such generosity might have an impact on minimum wage workers, say in the hospitality industry. Well, in fact, the low-wage sectors of the economy actually saw a higher growth rate in April than other sectors. The lower-than-expected overall job growth was caused by people getting laid off. New entries into the labor force increased, despite the jump in unemployment benefits. And by the way, polling data suggests another reason. Millions of our fellow citizens are still worried about returning to work because of fears for their health. On top of all this, it just isn't very useful to take 1 month's worth of data and attempt to draw conclusions. Monthly data is revised at least twice before a final number is accepted, and trends need at least a quarter's worth of information to reveal themselves. But hey, what does any of this matter, right? Republicans have another line which they can run, which fits their overall posture. Giving money to people who are unemployed is a bad thing. Those folks should be forced to work for starvation wages so businesses can achieve maximum profit. What garbage.